This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs. Greetings out there to everybody at TFMR. Hey, guess what? It's time for another one of those mining company CEO interviews that we like to do every now and then. And this one is another brand new opportunity I just found out about a couple of days ago. Been doing some research on my own. I thought, well, that sounds pretty intriguing. And so when the opportunity came up to visit with the CEO, a man by the name of Rana Vig, I thought, yeah, this is somebody I want to introduce to everybody so that you can do your own due diligence and find out if this is something that you find equally intriguing. So again, so joining me is the CEO of a company called Blue Lagoon Resources. His name is Rana Vig, and it's a pleasure to get to visit with him. Rana, thank you for taking some time.
Thank you, Craig. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
My friend, we got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about the industry in general, you know, where we are in this bull market, and obviously I want to talk about your company, but let's start. I mean, please introduce yourself to everybody. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Sure, Craig. I'm an entrepreneur. I've been in business 35 years now, mostly in private enterprise. I'm pretty much a startup guy. You know, in my family businesses, I had five different startups over that span of those 35 years, all in different verticals. Basically, you know, I learned a long time ago that I'm not that smart. So what I got to do is surround myself with the brightest and the smartest people of the specific industry that I'm in. And that's what I've done all my life. And about 10 years ago, I got involved in the capital markets at the invitation of a extremely successful venture capitalist worth well over $300 million at the time. And a good friend of mine, and he said, hey, you know, why don't you get out of your private world and come into the exciting world of the capital markets with me. So I was looking for a change. You know, that was around 2009, where, you know, the last financial crisis had happened, and I thought it'd be fun. So I jumped in and started learning the mining business. Unfortunately, when I got involved in late 2010, 11, the mining industry collapsed. I put a lot of money in. You know, over $1 million actually I put into the mining industry. And believe it or not, a few months later, it was pretty much nothing, worth about 10 grand. I mean, it was like, wow.
Welcome to the party.
Exactly. Not exactly the party that I was hoping to be a part of. But you know what? That's entrepreneurship, right? You got to deal with it, right? So no big deal, you know. So I took over a couple of the mining companies I had invested in and kind of learned the ropes. That was an expensive education. But the beauty is it all comes back pretty quick if you stick to it and keep working honestly and diligently, and which I did. And then the cannabis industry got super hot. And so I laser beam focus on that. And I was very, very fortunate. I took a company called Curaleaf public in 2018. It was the largest Canadian cannabis IPO in history, a $520 million raise, nearly a $6 billion RTO. So that was very, very, was very proud to be involved with that. And then a couple months later, I had a second opportunity and I took a company called Harvest Health and Rec Public, which was out of Arizona. And that was the third largest of 2018, which was a $300 million raise and a $2 billion RTO. So looking at opportunities. So that's, you know, sort of what I do. I look for opportunities to see, what's the trend, you know, where can we focus on, where can I use my skills, which are not necessarily industry specific, more about execution and, you know, sort of minding the farm, making sure, you know, that the companies run efficiently and just bring on very, very smart people. So I now have turned into my focus onto the mining industry, and I'm doing the same thing, and hopefully expecting to make this my next big win.
Yeah, let's hope that for all of us, the timing is good this time, right? I'm laughing because I'm like, yeah, that, we're all familiar with how we all got excited in 10 and 11, only get the rug pulled out from under us. But you learn. And
yeah, absolutely. And it's about timing, right?
Right.
If I had entered that industry a few years earlier, you know, it was doing very well. So, but you know, then cannabis did really well and it wasn't before. And now mining looks like it's going to do. So timing in business is critical. You've got to be there at the, because, you know, they say trend is your friend, right? The expression, right?
So right.
I think that's where we are right now, you know, with the precious metals.
What do you see? Because again, everybody knows what I see, and we talk about it every day here at TFMR, you know, about lower real interest rates, Fed and other central banks looking to monetize everything, demand for gold increasing as a reaction to that. I would assume that's probably a lot of why you're getting re-involved in the mining industry.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Look, on a sort of personal level, it's very sort of disheartening, you know, what happens with these governments, right? I mean, unfortunately, you know, they lie, right? Newsflash, right? Governments lie and they continue to lie. And, you know, our leaders are spineless. And it kind of saddens me that where, you know, they have brought us, you know, from a financial perspective. I mean, all the countries are in just complete ruins. But on the flip side, you know, on the positive side for people like us who are involved in the precious metals, it's exciting, right? I mean, I can't, you know, go out there and change, you know, it's just too much of a task, right? But what I can do is look after myself and my family, and in this case, my shareholders. And I think we're at a very exciting time because when have you seen this type of unprecedented printing? The rate is just unbelievable. And then, you know, add on top of that all this chaos with the riots and the demonstrations, not just here in North America but all over the world. And then, you know, who could have possibly thought of this trifecta? Add on top of that the pandemic. I mean, this is the environment that gold loves, and you know, a lot of people have been waiting for it for a long time. So, you know, here we are. I think we're just in the first inning.
Yeah, yeah, it suddenly turns a lot of resources and properties that maybe weren't economically feasible a couple of years ago into being, oh, wow, that sounds certainly like it's economically feasible. And I would imagine that's part of maybe your strategy. I know that the company went public a little over a year ago, I guess 15 months ago. Tell everybody a little bit about that and the team you've put together and your jurisdiction, where you're located.
Yeah, so you hit it right, the nail right on the head there. You know, the previous owners that I acquired our most recent project from were at the wrong place at the wrong time, right? This Dome Mountain project that we acquired just 5 months ago. Yes, the company went public 15 months ago, and I got very, very focused on building the company. So we acquired three different projects over 10 months, and I started to build a team around me. Brought on Norman Brewster, who's a geologist by profession, who's a capital markets guy who's been around for a long time. Took a mine into production in his previous company that was bought out by Trafigura, you know, a European giant. So he's got tremendous success there. Brought on our chief geologist, Bill Kronk, who has worked for some of the best companies in Canada. And I caught him just at the right time when he was in between jobs. So I tied that up, and he's a brilliant geologist who's leading our team up at Dome Mountain. So, you know, then I brought on an advisor, a gentleman by the name of Yanis Tatitos, who's a 19-year veteran of BHP, has done over 60 deals worldwide from, you know, broke juniors to the majors. So he brings a wealth of knowledge, you know, to me, and access to all sorts of, you know, individuals. With the project itself, I mean, we're located, the main project that we have several properties, but the main one we're focusing on is called Dome Mountain. It's in northern British Columbia, just outside of a small town by the name of Smithers, 45, 50 minute drive right to the mine site. All year round. I mean, it's a beautiful thing for us because a lot of these mining properties, Greg, you might know, you got to fly in with helicopters, and you can only work there, you know, 3-4 months. Not at such case here. You know, we can work all year round. The miners, the drillers can drive up to the property, work all day, come home, have dinner, you know, kiss their kids goodnight. You know, I mean, it's a very, very unique and a great situation for us. So we have a fully permitted mine. These people literally got it to the 1 yard line. You know, $68 million had been spent on this property by the previous operators, $28 million just by these last operators in the last dozen years, all on mine infrastructure and permitting and development. So unfortunately for them, they ran out of time. You know, they're 83 years old now and not in the best of health. Wonderful people, but just ran out of time. And along I came. So I was at the right time and the right place. And so we're very excited about that. We're just working on getting the final little pieces together for us to be able to make a production decision, which I believe we believe will be as early as mid next year. And then, 90% of this property has never been explored because they were always focused on trying to get the mine into production. So we have a vast area that we're currently looking at to see, what else we've got there.
And it, like you said, it is a great jurisdiction in British Columbia, close to infrastructure, all that kind of stuff, right? You got a great team, and now you got this resource that it looks like you, as you're describing it, I'm thinking about like a restaurant that gets built in the right place, all this kind of jazz, they do all the heavy lifting, and then it, for whatever reason, they can't get it off the ground. You're able to step in and buy it for pennies on the dollar. It kind of feels about the same way.
Well, that's often what happens, right? I mean, and again, as an entrepreneur, that's what I look for. So early on when I was introduced to this project, I didn't take it all that seriously, to be honest with you, right? Because, there were so many other things we were looking at. We were looking at Brazil. We were looking at Colombia. I mean, just, gold regions, known regions. But then as I started to find out the circumstances around it, how much money they had spent and their age and things, as an entrepreneur, instantly the light bulbs went on saying, hey, if the property is, as claimed, then I can make a great deal. And that's exactly what happened when we flew up there and we looked at the property and took a site visit. We were blown away. When our technical people looked at the actual project, they were like, Rana, you really got something here, man. You got to tie this up. So I went to work. And you know what? We paid zero cash for this property, all in an share transaction. So it was a really, I hate to say it, but honestly, it was, in my opinion, it was a steal for us. I think I did really well for our shareholders.
You know what I think too, when you tell me that, Rana, I think about the previous owners. If they thought they had nothing on their hands after all this time, they'd have taken cash.
Yeah. I mean, look, they did a lot of research on me, and not to represent or say that I'm some great guy. I'm not, I'm just a hard worker, but they did a lot of sort of research on me, and they saw that I had the ability to execute because I had come, I had just executed on a couple of big deals previously. And they knew I was in mining for, cause I was a CEO of two mining exploration companies for a number of years. So they knew I had the know-how and the contact base. So they would have loved to take in the cash. In fact, they had an all cash deal a number of years ago that they didn't take because they thought they could get more and they can get this thing. But the tide turned, right? Timing, again, going back to what we talked about earlier, timing in business is everything.
And I'm just thinking, Rand, I mean, if it was me and I had full belief that they really had, that I have something here and I'm just out of time, like you'd said, I'd rather have an equity stake in where this goes going forward, because I still want to participate, even though, personally, my time has run out. At least that's kind of how it seems to me.
And that's exactly the conversations we had. I mean, they're as I mentioned, wonderful people, and they had 1,200 shareholders in this private companies they had brought in over the years, and they really wanted to see a payoff for them as well. So, the equity stake gives them that. And now, this is the perfect opportunity because, gold, even if it stays at the levels where it's at, I mean, this is going to be a very profitable opportunity, right? Not just for us, for many of the miners that have been waiting around and waiting to get this, back in their properties back into production. So yes, I believe that, we have a long ways to go. Hey, I'm vested. I put in $300,000 myself. When the stock was at a higher level at a dollar, right? This is before all the chaos that we saw in the markets in March, when, the Dow and the New York was going up 2,000, dropping, 1,500 circuit breakers, breakers going off every day, two times a day, type of thing. Right. So, we have a long ways to go. And I think that's what everybody is seeing. You don't look at where we are today. We look at where we're going to be in 18 months, 2 years from now.
Yeah. Well, okay. So to that end, you mentioned earlier, they've never really done extra drilling up there. I know that you've already done some airborne research, if airborne drilling, if you want to put it that way, surveying, to the extent that you can, what can you tell us about what you think you have?
Yeah, we just news released that actually just about a week ago. We're very excited about what we're seeing. You know, again, you know, this property is huge. It's about, it's almost 12,000 hectares, and majority of it, 90% of it, had never really been explored. So we immediately brought in one of the top geophysicists in the country, who used to be formerly the head of the airborne at BHP. So, you know, we brought the top guy to take a look at and guide us on what we can do. And we flew that whole, all that property. And boy, the results they saw, they were like, wow. So there, it's identified at least five significant targets for us to go after. And, you know, I'm in a fantastic position because, you know, we just raised $7.5 million. We have no debt. So we're fully cashed up and ready to execute on our plan to go after, not only to get the mine back into production, but which we only need, by the way, only about $1.5 million. And, but also to go after these new targets that we're looking at too. And we're pretty excited. We're pretty confident, you know, we're on our way here, to some great results coming up shortly.
And in scratching the surface up there, Rana, it seems like you think you've got a little silver on your hands too.
Yeah, you know, that's another fantastic thing that, you know, the main boulder vein, you know, so far, you know, is showing us that for every ounce we have of gold, we've got a little over four ounces of silver. So that's pretty exciting because typically, you know, guys in my situation, you know, kind of dismiss the silver often because the price wasn't that attractive. But boy, now in the mid 20s and, you know, thought leaders in the industry talking about $50 plus silver, I mean, it's getting pretty exciting. If nothing else, it's going to pay for all of our costs and then some.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's literally like having it free.
Yeah. 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 In a sense. Yeah. You're just getting silver. It's like a dividend almost.
Yeah, because all of our costs really that we look at are based on gold, right? The price of gold and everything. And so when we ship it off to the mill, you know, they don't say, well, we're going to charge you this much for the gold and this much for the silver, right? I mean, this is our all-in cost. And the more silver we have and the higher the prices, I mean, that's just a bonus.
That's fantastic. Anybody else that you can tell us about that's coming along for the ride that's invested in this company, you know, based on your track record and what they see up there?
Yeah, you know, we've got a number of people. We're still pretty under the radar, right? I was very fortunate. One of the early people who came on was the founder of a Canaccord. I had lunch with him actually last month, and it was a pretty amazing. You know, this guy has seen and invested in and put together more mining deals than anyone probably in the country. You know, Canaccord is one of the most respected independent brokerage houses in Canada.
Right.
They also have a presence in the United States. And it was amazing, you know, over that lunch, what he told me, he says, Rana, he says, you have no idea what's coming. He says, you know, of all my years, in my entire career, I have never seen a precious metals market like we're about to enter right now. And he says, you will not believe it. So get ready for the ride.
Peter Brown?
Yes, that is correct.
I mean, if anybody's going to know that kind of stuff, it's going to be him. I mean,
yeah, very, very learned man. He's retired now, you know, and built one of the greatest brokerage, you know, companies in North America.
All right, let's get down to brass tacks here. I've got a symbol in Canada, BLLG. Does that sound right?
That's correct.
And then down here in the States, BLAGF, Blegif.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. If I do my math, I've got you with about 70 million shares outstanding at a share price as we speak at about 60 cents. That puts you at about a $42 million market cap. Does that sound about right?
Yeah. We're just under 70 million, you know, currently. And based on what we closed today, that sounds about right.
And what are your goals? What do you hope? Obviously we hope gold goes to $2,500 and $3,000 an ounce and everybody, you know, rejoices and it's great. Where do you see this company going in the years ahead?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, there's not much that I'm in terms of hope. I'm pretty certain that it's headed in that, in, you know, these prices are, the gold is headed in that direction. And that's not because, you know, again, that I'm some great thought leader, but hey, certainly thought leaders in the industry are talking about it. Hey, Bank of America, I'm sure you read, just recently projected $3,000 gold next year. So you know what? It's not rocket science, right? The more and more they devalue these currencies, which they have really no choice. I think, you know, in the in 2008, I think I was reading it was about $800 billion, the QE, the quantitative easing. And we all thought, holy smokes, that's a lot of money. And, you know, right? And now, you know, we've done $2.2 trillion already. And look, they're asking for more. I think we're going to be well over $3.5 trillion very, very soon. And I don't think the party's going to stop there yet, right? Because no. It doesn't look like this COVID's going anywhere soon. And, you know, the airlines are in trouble and the restaurants are in trouble. I mean, the theaters are in trouble. I mean, you know, people have got to somehow pay their bills. So they're going to have to keep on printing money. And so I think, yeah, I definitely see gold, you know, somewhere in the 2,500 mark here, you know, coming up shortly. But again, you know, even if it doesn't, you know, people get too, I think, hung up on these prices. Are you kidding me? At $1,900, $2,000 gold, that's a very profitable operation, right?
Yes.
For any mining gold, you know, a company, or $25, $30 silver, you know, that's going to be incredible. So we see, we're very, very excited, very, very bullish on what we can do, you know, with our Dome Mountain project and with the, a couple other projects that we have. And we feel that, you know, we're undervalued and we have a long ways to go yet.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. This is something I think everybody should at least kick the tires and check it out. Again, Blue Lagoon Resources. I've got a couple of links on this page to some of their recent news releases that have come out. Put a link on here to the Blue Lagoon website so you can also decide if it's something that you think merits further consideration. But for now, Rana, you've sure piqued my interest. Thank you very much for spending some time with me.
Thank you, Craig. It's been a pleasure.
It has been a pleasure. And from all of us here at TFMR, thank you for listening. And please be sure to check out Blue Lagoon Resources.